This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 11th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Expect clear skies across Israel today, with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa will be a little cooler, but still pleasant. A perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, IDF troops fired on a Hamas sniper near the Gaza ceasefire line. The military stated the sniper posed an immediate threat in northern Gaza. This marked the first reported strike under new rules limiting offensive actions, according to YNET. Also, coming in now, U.S. forces struck a Panamanian vessel in the Gulf of Oman. The attack was over an alleged breach of a blockade on Iran. A U.S. official told the Wall Street Journal that the crew was transferred to another ship and all members were accounted for. Also this hour, Maariv reports that a fraud exercise by an Arab state has been revealed, complicating Middle East dynamics. The discovery impacts negotiations with Syria, which have now stalled. Separately, Times of Israel reports that an ex-Mossad chief revealed they had toured Iran's Fordo nuclear site many times. At a forum in Safed, he called the U.S. bombing of the site in 2025 the fulfillment of all his dreams. And finally, from the Forward, Francesca Hong, a pro-Palestinian democratic socialist, is polling far ahead in the Wisconsin governor's race. Pro-Palestinian progressives look to repeat their primary success in the Midwestern state. Here's what people are saying online. Hussein Abdul Hussein commented just minutes ago that dictatorships fail in global affairs. He referenced Saddam's demands during the Kuwait conflict and warned against Iran's blackmail with Hormuz closure. Hillel Fuld posted moments ago that accusations against Israel often mirror their accusers' actions. He cited examples like genocide, apartheid, and colonialism against Israel's enemies. YNET Global, writing on X recently, reported that the IDF has tightened the siege on Hezbollah fighters in Lebanon. Israeli forces cut off water lines and blocked drone resupply attempts at a strategic location. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's action near Gaza. Earlier today, IDF troops fired on a Hamas sniper who posed a direct threat in northern Gaza. This is the first time the military has reported an action under its new rules that aim to limit offensive operations. These changes are part of a broader effort to stabilize the region, as reported by YNET. The move signals a cautious approach by Israel amid ongoing tensions. Turning to the U.S. action in the Gulf of Oman, U.S. forces targeted a Panamanian vessel believed to be breaching a blockade on Iran just this hour. The Wall Street Journal's source confirmed that all crew members were safely transferred to another ship. This incident underscores rising tensions in the region as the U.S. enforces its sanctions policy. Meanwhile, the revelation of an Arab state's fraudulent activities has added complexity to Middle Eastern politics. Maariv reports that this has caused negotiations with Syria to stall. This development could reshape alliances and negotiations across the region, demanding close diplomatic attention. In other news, the ex-Mossad chief's comments on touring Iran's Fordo nuclear site highlight past covert operations. His statements at a Safed forum about the U.S.'s 2025 bombing of the site reflect long-standing security concerns. According to the Times of Israel, these revelations underscore the strategic importance of the site in regional security dynamics. Finally, in U.S. politics, Francesca Hong's lead in Wisconsin's governor race highlights the influence of pro-Palestinian progressives. As reported by Forward, her campaign success could signal a shift in political dynamics within the U.S., potentially affecting international relations. On the economic front, first, Katek reports a senior Israeli physician faced a dramatic issue with an automated system. It falsely accused him of storing prohibited material and locked him out of his Dropbox account, affecting years of professional work. This incident raises concerns about reliance on automated systems. Separately, a Meta employee's question about AI and work-life balance sparked a sharp response from the company's CTO. According to Walla Business, the CTO emphasized that time saved by AI should enhance productivity, not reduce workdays. This exchange highlights ongoing debates around AI's impact on employment. And finally, a court has halted a controversial tax in New York, impacting many property owners, as reported by Maariv Business. The decision affects approximately 900,000 property owners, including some with ties to Israel. the case could have implications for real estate markets internationally. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.